Hi, I'm Haley.
And I'm Miranda.
And we're the Newport Beach Babes.
Welcome to the OC, bitch.
Yes. Oh, we did it. Felt good. We did it.
Release.
We are here. We're just very excited that we actually did that in unison. Hmm. We are here to talk about season one, episode 10. What is the title of this episode, Miranda?
The Perfect Couple.
The Perfect Couple.
Summer tries to deny her true feelings for Seth while Anna and Seth are getting closer.
Ooh.
The case against Caleb continues to cause friction between Sandy and Kirsten. Chung chung.
It'd have been really fun if it was just the case against Caleb continues, because that's kind of just the plot of the first two seasons of The OC, if you want to think about it.
That Hulu synopsis, though, that's not bad.
It's not bad. Actually, it's pretty concise. I mean, they're all pretty concise. It's just kind of like...
Sometimes they're like either too like...
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I don't know what I want from these synopses. Maybe we should assess that, because we're like, they're too vague. And then we're like, they're telling us too much.
Yeah, exactly.
We just can't be pleased.
We can't be pleased. We're women. Yeah. Sexist joke.
Speaking of getting pleased, can we talk about that opening, though?
Hold on. Wow. So we open on Aqualung's Strange and Beautiful is opening this.
Yes.
I used to listen to that song. I used to have when I was 16.
It's real good.
I had like a sleep playlist because that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on my sleep playlist.
It's
I
so
love
good.
That song. It's a good song.
It's also in Wicker Park, the movie, which if you've never seen that
movie. Oh, I've never seen the movie.
I really wanted to live in Wicker Park.
Well, yeah.
Because of the movie. But
interesting.
Josh Hartnett.
Wicker Park is a really cool area of Chicago if you don't live here, but it's also like it's super artsy and like hipstery now.
Yeah. It was
which
this is
cool,
definitely pre that.
But it's like expensive now.
Yeah. Like, this was like when it was that but unknown and undiscovered, this movie. It was like early 2000s. It was actually circa probably this.
Interesting.
Because of the song.
Yeah. I've never seen it. Josh Hartnett. But anyway, Ryan and Marissa are making out and they're making out
hard. Going hard.
They are like getting it
in
that pool house, man.
I was like, I feel like someone walks in. Dot dot dot. I don't. Oh. Yeah. I like was getting like weird feelings.
It's they're definitely like hooking up. It's a school night.
It's
Ryan is like, you should stay the night.
She's like, oh, it's too bad you don't still live next door.
And she's like, no, like I have to be home like at 11. This is a school
late
night.
As fuck.
That's
for
a late
a
curfew
night?
For a school night. Mine would have been like 9.
I mean, TBH, I didn't have a curfew ever, but that's also because no one cared about me.
Oh my god.
Ryan Atwood
on
the pod.
Hey now. I definitely had curfews because my dad was super strict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a Polish friend that was like, she had to be home at like 7.
Okay. Mine was not that bad, but mine, it could be like to the point where like, I went to graduation 1 year and I remember coming home at like 11 and he was literally doing that dad thing where he's like sitting in the chair reading the newspaper. Yeah. And I like walked in. He's like, where have you been? I was like, I went to graduation. I went to my friend's graduation.
Totally.
It was very funny. But anyway. They're making out horde. Ryan is like, spend the night. And she's like, no. And he's like, maybe this weekend we could spend the night and like have our first official date. No school, no parents, just us. And they're like, she's like, oh, yeah, that could be fun. And they keep making out. And then Kirsten walks in.
Yep. I was like, yep, Kirsten walks in.
And she's like, oh, God. Ah. It's
this never happened with Seth.
It never happened with Seth.
Oops.
I love it. It's hilarious. That's a great moment. In the kitchen later in the morning, Sandy and Kirsten are talking about, she wants Sandy to have the talk with Ryan.
Yeah.
And Sandy's like, there's already no sex in this house.
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha. And they start making out.
Yeah. Her hair is better too. Maybe
her
that's
hair is
why
better.
They're making out now. Maybe
they well,
bridge that gap.
They're very hot for each other, Sandy and Kirsten. They fuck.
Right? Well, and I'm loving this like playful legal banter. Like, oh, God, they're iconic. I just wrote.
I know.
Like,
I love
if you're not
so
home
much.
By 10 o'clock, I'm going to start without you. And I was like, bless.
Kirsten.
Get it, girl.
So they're gonna have sex.
You own your body.
If they can get home. Like, if Sandy and Kirsten can get home at a certain time, they're going to fuck. And
Ryan walks in on them.
Ryan walks in on them making out. Well.
How the tables have turned, Kirsten.
Oh, the tables have turned.
God.
We go to school and Seth is like, so what exactly did my mom walk in on you doing? And Seth starts asking him if he's ever had sex, like Ryan.
Oh, God.
And apparently Ryan's just fucked every girl in Chino. Because that's kind of what it sounds like. I'm not here to slut shame.
No.
Do whatever you want to do. That's fine. Great. Good for you.
Yeah.
But also, like, he's had a lot of sex.
Yeah. Was it awesome? Which time? Same girl or different girl? Like,
insane.
I also won. Well, I mean, he probably is being mildly truthful, but I wonder if he's just like hyping it up.
Like hyping it up. Oh, yeah. He's like 16.
You know what I mean?
Of course he is.
Yeah, yeah. Also, Ryan's outfit right now is reminding me of this like a listicle about reasons why Ryan Atwood is a lesbian.
What the fuck? So good. All right. I'll have to see that at some point.
I'll have to maybe like slowly read random reasons.
That is.
Eventually, but.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
I mean, he does wear, I don't know.
He's short, scrappy, and elicits hostile territorial behavior in other people's boyfriends. Always wearing leather wrist cuffs.
Oh my God, he is.
Goes for campy performative toughness over actual toughness every time, like a drag king, or also me.
We are not reading this list right now.
So I won't read the whole thing.
Summer,
it's great.
Summer and Marissa are talking about how Ryan's going to take Marissa on a real date.
Yeah.
Summer says, what does Chino know about dating? Where he's from, there's not even a P.F. Chang's.
What? Amazing.
Which I love. So they end up, they meet with the boys, and the boy and Seth is like, oh yeah, like, it's going to be the best date ever.
God.
Seth just completely, like, fucks him over. Because Ryan doesn't know what he's going to do. Ryan's never taken a girl on a date. All he does has, he just fucks them.
Yep. And fights people.
Apparently.
Yep.
So,
Yikes.
Summer and Seth, like, walk to class together, and mm-hmm. it's really cute. A cute little moment.
Yeah.
Back at the office.
Ugh, gross.
Rachel's like, yeah, you know, you might need to stay late tonight because we're working on, I don't know, legal
bullshit.
Files.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, like, I gotta get out of here. And she's like, well, you got a hot date? He's like, yeah. She's like, Sandy Cohen, I can't believe you're cheating on me
with your wife.
I do not like her.
Nope.
I literally wrote the note, I do not like Rachel.
Call HR right now.
Oh, boy, yep. She's crossing some lines. Mm-hmm. Kirsten at her office walks in.
Yeah.
And Julie's there.
I was like, Kirsten and Caleb, JK, also Julie? I'm glad that you know what that is.
Yeah.
Great.
Julie is there.
Yeah.
And she stands up. She's like, oh, Kirsten, Caleb has saved the children's benefit.
Ooh.
He's going to hold it on his yacht. Because, again, it's not a good episode of the OC unless there's an event.
And or a fist fight.
Or a fist fight.
Definitely an event.
Definitely an event. So they're going to have a children's benefit on the yacht
that
Caleb has saved.
Yeah.
Julie leaves, and she gives him a little kiss on the cheek. You know?
Ooh.
And
Kirsten says...
Kirsten's like, oh, well, we can do that working dinner now.
Oh, yeah.
Because
my
plans got canceled.
Yeah.
And Caleb's like, oh, no date with the Sandman? And he's trying to insinuate that Rachel and Sandy are fucking.
Yeah. Uncool,
it's
bro.
Be uncool.
Yeah.
To say to your daughter.
Yeah.
About her marriage.
Before he gets that dig in, she's like, oh, you're now the official sponsor of the Julie Cooper comeback tour.
That's
good
funny.
Job.
Yeah. I like that one.
Fuck her. And also fuck him.
Oh,
they're perfect
fuck him.
For each other.
No,
they're the perfect couple.
At school, Anna and Seth are brainstorming dates to help Ryan.
Yeah.
I'm 100,000% positive there's a green screen moment
here. Oh, yeah, probably.
Ryan is like, he says something, and just like the way that it showed up on my TV, I was like, that looks like a green screen, but whatever.
Yeah.
Anna and Seth are helping Ryan brainstorm ideas for dates.
He admits that he's never actually been on one.
He's never been on a date.
Yeah.
He gets up and leaves. Seth says something about Summer. And Anna's like, why do you only ever talk about Summer?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's very upset about this because she has feelings for Seth. But Seth does not know that because Anna has not told Seth.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't always talk about Summer. I talk about other things.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm going to go back for dessert. Like, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah.
He does only talk about Summer, literally.
Yep.
For the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'm like that, too. It's fine. Julie is at Jimmy's apartment.
Yep.
Marissa comes home. She asks Marissa to come to the party on the yacht.
Oh, God.
Jimmy has agreed to go. Julie apologizes to Marissa and is like, I just want us to have this united family front. I just want to...
Yeah.
I just want to, like, show that we're a united front. We're a good family still, despite everything.
Can I say something about that?
Mm-hmm.
Great. So, Julie tells the truth in an untruthful, fake-ass way, and it's bizarre because genuinely, Julie wants those things, but she says it in such a fucking, like, I don't even want to say performative, but just, like, in a bullshit way, instead of just being like, hey, like, this is really important to me.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. She's just trying way too hard.
Yeah, she is.
It's gross.
It's anyway. Gross.
Sorry.
But I also wrote, Julie is the most interesting character on the show. What?
She is. A different note caught my eye that's right next, and it says, look, Ryan has, and I thought it said a giant lollipop? Laptop. Oh, it's a giant laptop that he's doing homework on.
I was like, why homework on?
I then just had like a very Ryan's distinct like, image of Ryan eating like a giant, the giant lollipop.
Yeah. He's like doing the Ariana Grande like lick.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt your deep, deep conversation. But, woo.
So.
Lollipop.
Someone knocks on the door at the pool house.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ryan says, wow, knocking. I thought that was really funny.
Right.
It's Marissa. And Marissa's like, hey, like, you know, I know you had this whole date plan. He's like, no, yeah, I totally did.
There's a whole thing. I'm so bummed.
Right. She's like, actually, do you want to go on a yacht with my parents?
I hate when I don't plan a date for my girlfriend and then I get invited onto a yacht.
I hate that too.
Such a bummer.
It's a bummer. And she's like, you know, this might be a good thing for us. And like, maybe they'll get back together.
Yeah.
She's being delusional. Like, but again, she's 16 years old and she obviously like, she's trying to find something to cling on to.
Yeah. I have that later that like she, the childlike delusions that she has.
She definitely does.
Where she's like, some nice thing has happened. So now like 12,000 other things are going to happen. Yeah, everything's going to be great.
It's kind of sad to watch.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I want my boyfriend to be there. That's real soon, girl.
All caps. I was like, she called him her boyfriend.
That's real soon.
Yeah.
That's like a week. Yeah. But again, there's in high school, so I guess it's different.
I know. I said, I've never been a boyfriend before. Have you not?
No, of course not. Well, we'll discuss later.
Yep.
Seth is in the kitchen, and he's like, I feel like he's like talking about summer, of course. I'll talk about summer. Do I talk about summer?
Cut to
Rosa.
Rosa!
Rosa's back.
Look at how long.
She doesn't have any lines. That's a lot of. She doesn't have any lines, but she's back.
With a look. She conveys more with a look. And also gets paid less. Pay your actors.
Sandy tells Kirsten, you know, again, right? they're still trying to fuck.
Yeah.
This whole episode, all they're doing is trying to fuck.
Yeah.
Kirsten asks, is Rachel's boyfriend just as understanding?
Rachel doesn't have a boyfriend.
Of course she fucking doesn't.
Hmm.
Yeah. And Kirsten's like, go figure.
Yeah.
And they start making out and Ryan walks in because it just keeps happening. I wrote, I just want them to fuck.
I know.
They deserve it. Ugh. They deserve to fuck. Seth talks about summer so fucking much.
He does.
All of the time.
Yeah.
And I get it. He's obsessed with her and it's like, whatever.
And also it's a TV show where we only see
them for a certain,
we don't see him like talking about something else, maybe.
Right.
If he does, but yeah. But yes, he talks about her. He talks about her all the time.
The adults are having a big meeting with lots of files and numbers.
Passing papers around.
Shuffle. About the wetlands. And Caleb.
Yeah. Ugh, gross.
Insinuates once again during the meeting that Sandy and Rachel are having an affair.
They're boning down.
And he's like, Kirsten's telling me about all these late nights at the office. You're getting home at 2 a.m. What is it that you've been doing if this is all that you have to offer me?
Fuck him.
It's fucking awful.
I really want to find that man in one of those campy, amazing little Australian sitcoms and just see him as like a sweet dude.
It's not a sitcom. Apparently, it's a soap opera because Margot Robbie's on it later.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Neighbors. I've never seen it. I don't know if he's. I know that he was on it for a long time and he's very popular, very famous.
I want to see him as like a likable
in
dude.
Australia. I do too. I bet he's like super nice in real life because everybody who's nice plays villains. You know, it's
like the dad on Wintry Hill. Go ahead.
I never watched Wintry Hill.
There was like a woman who like smacked this man in the face with her bag on the street, and she was like, I know what you're doing with those boys. And he was like, I'm an actor, man.
Oh my God.
Like, I'm not the person on the show.
Wow. Yeah.
Adult drama. It's bullshit.
He's bringing this up because Sandy's not talking throughout this meeting. He's letting Rachel do the talking.
Yeah.
Because I think he's trying not to because this is his wife.
Yeah.
It's
awkward.
And he's
new to the firm, too.
He gives Caleb the offer of what they're trying to offer him to purchase the wetlands. Mm-hmm. Caleb's like, absolutely not. And says, what have you two been doing? Sandy leaves.
Yeah.
And Caleb says, I think I hit a nerve. You think?
Fuck you.
He's out here trying to ruin your daughter. You're trying to ruin your own daughter's marriage.
Yep.
Fuck off. I fucking hate him.
Yep.
So Marissa's at Julie's house looking for a dress for the yacht party.
Yeah. Forgot I had this dress.
I love that dress.
So I literally have, I was like, it looks awful held up. I was like, what the fuck is this dress?
But then it looks beautiful on her.
It looks stunning on.
Stunning.
It's real good.
And it's still like, it's 15 years old, but I would wear that.
I would, no, and I was like, how? Gorgeous. I said, how? Maybe this is why I don't understand shopping. Like, why I buy, like, the most, like, boring
shit.
See, I'm
very, because
I don't get
that. You have to try stuff on, and that's the thing. And I hate trying stuff on.
I get real depressed when I try stuff on.
I do, too, but, like, I'm like, you just have to do it. I mean, I'm wearing a sweater that I didn't try on, but I feel like I got, you know, it's nice.
It's on par with Marissa's dress.
It is. It's, like, on the hanger, I was like,
high
maybe.
Fashion. Yeah. No, I like it.
So they're looking, they're at Julie's. Julie comes in.
Yeah. And I imagined that she was going to just rail on him. I forgot.
She doesn't.
No.
Julie.
She, like, apologizes.
Apologizes to Ryan.
Real weird.
She hugs him.
Yep. Yep.
And she reminds me, I've been meaning to say this for a while.
Uh-huh.
She reminds me a lot of Emma Stone.
I can see it.
They have a
she
very
should play her mom
similar.
In something.
They should play, yeah, definitely.
It's like
they
the
have
eyes
a very
and mouth,
similar, maybe? The eyes and mouth are very. It they just and the eyebrows too. I think they have very similar.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
you.
That would be interesting casting. Huh. I don't know why it was just in this scene specifically where I was like, oh, she reminds me of Emma Stone.
Cool.
Which is not Emma Stone's real name.
Lame.
Her name is Emily.
Well,
there was
her.
Already an Emily Stone in SAG. You heard it here on Newport Beach Babes. That's my phone. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
I
love Marissa's pale rainbow striped button up thingy. That's all I have to say. She's wearing it. Before the
thing. Don't remember.
It's like a 2 second shot.
Oh, okay.
She like
there.
Comes back in after like.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's
I
like
know
wearing
you mean.
Like a cute little like button up, and I
she
like.
She just
it.
Like her. She just like her stripes.
It's real nice.
So Julie like apologizes to Ryan and is like hugging him. And is like I want to like be friends with you and all this stuff. Like I don't know. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And there's ulterior motives.
Yeah, there is.
Of course, it's Julie. So
what is this next thing that I have? Anna and Seth, and then Summer.
I got it. So. We're back at school.
Yeah.
It's like the next day, I guess.
Yeah.
And Summer runs into Anna and Seth at school.
Yeah. Is this like the seat
and
situation?
They're
no?
like, they're like, hey, like, what are you doing here? And she's like, oh, detention.
Oh, okay.
Because they had lit mag.
Yeah.
And Seth is like complaining because they didn't publish any of his limericks. And they run into Summer. She's like, oh, I had detention. She's like, there was a Paul Frank sale.
Right.
And she's I'm skipping class because like, what do I need to learn more about? Like the Paul Frank sale or like the Russian Revolution? What am I supposed to learn? That opium was gnarly? Which is like one of my favorite lines. She literally says opium is gnarly.
I love it.
But
she has read Madame Bovary 5 times.
She has. We forgot to mention that in the last episode. She talks about how she read Madame Bovary 5 times.
She's a smart woman.
I literally just wrote, I love Summer.
I do.
I love Summer.
Same.
I think this scene is so funny.
Well, and I feel like she's like playing into the dumbness and confusions because she's like legit smart.
She
was like, because Anna's like talking some shit and she's like, I still not tracking.
Oh, she absolutely is.
What?
She's
you
trying
know what I mean?
She's like, being a.
Okay.
She's being catty. I've totally done that.
I love it.
I have 100% been like, I don't
kill him
get
with
it.
Kindness.
I'm sorry. Like, what? Like, when people know that people think that I'm being stupid, then I play it up and like, you know.
Yeah. And you're just like, fine, I'll give you what you want.
God, I've
Perfect.
Learned so much from Summer. I've learned so much from
Same.
Her. So she's basically like, hey, like, I think that she asked him what they're doing this weekend or something. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to the children's hospital thing with Anna. And she's like, oh, I'm going to that, too.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going with him. And she just runs up and
Chip.
She just grabs the hand of this guy, Chip.
Yeah.
And they're going to go to the party together.
Hysterical. I love her.
Sandy and Ryan are in the kitchen. And Ryan's like... they're having a little chat. I think is this the don't ever get married chat?
Yeah, I just have 17 years later and it doesn't get any easier. I don't know. Maybe it's about women and understanding
Kirsten
them.
And Kirsten and Sandy had like a little tiff in front of Ryan.
Right.
Well, Ryan's taking out the trash.
Yeah.
Or getting cleaning up, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And Sandy turns to Ryan and is like, I gotta tell you something. Don't ever get married.
Gotcha.
And he's like, 17 years later, doesn't get any easier.
Right.
And he's like, me and Marissa... You know, it's not going, it's mostly her mom. Yeah. Sandy's like, ugh, in-laws.
Yeah.
Which I think is really funny. Yeah.
And then Ryan takes out
the trash. Yeah. And he sees Caleb showing up to Julie's house.
Mm-hmm.
And they are kissing.
All caps. Why wouldn't you be more careful? Your daughter lives next door. Even if Ryan didn't see it, your child lives next door.
She doesn't live next door. Caleb is at Julie's house.
That's what I'm saying. It's basically like,
oh, you mean Caleb's child?
Yes.
So you meant Julie and Marissa? No. I was like, no, girl, she's across town.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Caleb. Yeah, he's being
real ballsy. But I guess if you're a rich ass old white dude,
it doesn't matter. Yeah, nothing matters to him.
And I was like, oh my god, Julie saw Ryan see her.
Oh,
that face.
She looks up. So Ryan, the house is above their house, which we talked about before. The geography of this place is so weird.
Real weird.
But he's taking out the trash and he looks down and he sees Caleb and Julie and they're kissing.
Mm.
And Julie looks up and she sees Ryan and she gives him just this glaring, like she fucking knows.
Yep.
What a look.
Yeah.
So we go to the party on the yacht.
Yep.
Anna is wearing this cute pink dress with like these red flowers on it and like a little bow.
Uh-huh.
And she's wearing these wild earrings.
I'm glad she takes them off.
She takes them off.
Making me seasick.
They're like these long yeah, yeah, chain earrings with like a little ball in the end.
Like disco balls.
I had something similar to those a couple years ago. And they're right, they do make you seasick. they're about to go to the party on the yacht. You know, Marissa and Ryan show up and Marissa and Anna go to the bathroom together.
Oh, yeah, at their house, yeah.
And
right, because girls can't pee alone.
And yeah, and somebody says, sometimes I think you talk just to make sounds.
Well, sometimes I do. Ryan says that to someone.
I love it. It's so funny.
Yes, thank you.
So they're going to go to the party on the yacht.
Yeah.
Sandy is not coming, obviously, because he's working late with Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
And they're working on a bunch of files on the ground. And Rachel...
Turn it up to 10, Rachel.
Rachel's stretching and a little bit of her torso shows. And she's like, come sit on the ground. There's pad thai on the ground.
Yeah.
And Sandy's like, nah, not right. Yeah. He sits down and she's like leaning over him.
Yeah. Yeah.
To grab files and like...
Yeah.
It's
real weird.
Messy. Like... She knows exactly what she's, because she crawls to him later.
I'm real upset that I love sitting on the floor. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm like pro floor sitting. I'm not pro Rachel. And I unintentionally use like, I'm like, come to the floor. Everything makes more sense on the floor.
Right.
I always use that. And I'm like, oh, like,
it's from Rachel.
But I don't like her.
I don't like
her. So it's
her.
Like, I have like a conflicted opinion about
it. I understand.
Also, she's rocking a toe ring. I just want to mention
that I saw
it. Of
course, 2003, man.
Yeah.
So she starts like, he says something about Caleb.
Yeah.
And she like starts like crawling towards him. And she's like, yeah, well, we do eat all of our meals together. And we spend every night at the office together. And she's like, she's
we
just
talk
like,
on the phone when we can't actually be together.
It's messy.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, I've got a boat to catch.
Yeah. I was like, please don't try like seducing Sandy, you buffoon. But like, way to actually stop before she kisses him, because
yeah,
yay consent.
Yeah.
What's up? On a funny note before that, in that scene,
mm-hmm,
before she full on like, all up in his face, when they're like crossing in front or whatever, and like looking for he's looking for a paper to the right and she's looking to the left or whatever, and he like sits back down. And his eye clocks the camera straight down the barrel for like a millisecond, and you just lock eyes with Sandy Cohen. Like, you know, you're not supposed to look at the camera. It's just really funny.
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell you about it. It's not important.
I just wanted to tell you about it.
I just wanted to tell you about it. Anyway,
we're going
to go to the boat.
We're on the boat.
Hi, Ryan.
Shailene Woodley. Wants nothing to do with you, Ryan Atwood.
Baby Shailene Woodley has no fucks to be given.
She was like, hello, Ryan. And Julie's like, oh, she's like weird around strangers. So fucking funny. They're taking like a Cooper family photo.
Yeah.
And Julie's like, Ryan, join us. And he's like, no.
No, I'm not in your family, you fucking weird bitch.
Caleb is there. Obviously, it's his yacht.
Yeah.
Seth and Anna show up.
Yeah.
Anna is very sweet and very funny with Caleb.
Yeah. Yeah.
He says that Seth is built like a pipe cleaner, but that he can still wear a suit, which I thought was really
great.
Julie sees Ryan at the bar.
Oh, God.
And she tells him to stay the fuck out of it.
There's like some subtle power plays because they're like at an event. They're not going to yell.
Yeah. Oof. But she's like,
that's real good.
You stay out of it. And he's like, I'm going to tell her. And she's like, no, it's my daughter. And he's like, my girlfriend. Fuck off, Ryan. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anna and Seth are like on the boat and they're like giggling and they're being cutesy and like, you know, they're just having a good time. And Summer's like scowling, like watching this happen. I love Summer's outfit too. I think all the girls look amazing on this. Good. Because I love Anna's cute little like lace pink thing. And then Summer's wearing like this polka dot tube top and her hair is like piled up on her head and it's really cute. And obviously Marissa's dress is like just these different colors.
Yeah.
Can't even really describe it.
Well, so it's like, there's like purple triangles like for like essentially the boobs, mm-hmm. and then there's like a band of like maybe yellow
like a mustard, and then there's like an interesting color print.
That's like kind of like a built-in belt.
It's cool. Look. It's very
it's
cool.
Really nice.
Yeah,
and they're like different patterns.
I would still wear that today.
Yeah.
While Summer is watching Anna, Marissa comes up, and Summer's like, "What does he even see in her? I mean, she's from Pittsburgh. Like, she's like railing on Anna, and Marissa's like, oh."
You like Seth Cohen?
She's like, oh my God, no, I do not.
Oh my God, ew, no.
You like him.
Stop it.
Yeah, it's fucking funny.
Yeah, it's great.
It's super cute because like we've really all done that with our friends.
Love it so much.
And she's like, oh, that's too bad because he likes you. Which is the and most I've ever liked Marissa. Honestly,
yes,
like that scene is just like.
That's a real good scene.
It's a cute one and it's like very like natural.
Yeah.
And she does. Yeah. Marissa finds Ryan and she's like, oh my God, my parents are totally getting along. And like, if they,
yikes,
they could maybe get back together. And Ryan's like, yeah, don't count on it. Why don't they just talk to each other? Why doesn't he just be like, hey, I saw your mom kiss Caleb. He's so mean to her. He's like, yeah, I don't know. It might not work out. It's just like,
what if the writers like wrote like a very direct episode and then they were like, this is too direct. We need
maybe
more time.
I think so.
Fill it out.
Maybe he can
give her some bullshit for like four more lines.
Oh,
and then
he sure
tell
does.
Her.
And then eventually he's like, I saw your mom.
Yeah.
I saw Julie kissing Caleb Claus underneath the Cohen house last night. So he tells Marissa that he saw Caleb kissing Julie.
And she's so delusional about it.
Yeah, she's delusional.
Yeah.
Marissa's just delusional in general. Rachel, again, tries to fuck Sandy. I wrote, Rachel, girl, what is you doing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because that's like the final power play.
It's like the final power play, and that's when he's like, I gotta go catch this boat, be with my hot wife.
I'm on a boat. It's not my life.
Anna and Seth are...
making fun of people.
They're making fun of people, which is one of my favorite things to do.
Like,
they're having a good time.
I like it, but I don't. I'm just like, eh. Like, maybe I did like it at the time, and then now I'm like,
I still kind of.
It's a little mean.
I'm a mean person. But.
You're a mean girl.
I'm
Catty, you're
very
a bitch.
Mean. I'm very mean. No, I mean, it's like, they're just people they don't know. Like, they're people watching.
Totally. I just was taking it very to heart.
I'm sorry. I would never make fun of you to your face. So,
good clarification.
They're making fun of people. They're just like having a good time. And he's like, I thought you hated Newport. And she's like, I did. But now it's starting to grow
growing
on me.
Growing on me.
Now it's growing on me.
I can't.
She does it. She has a very like, she like nods her head a little bit. Like, I've seen this episode so many times I could like do. But she attempts to kiss him. And he swerves.
That's when he's like, I'm going to go get a couple Mountain Dews.
Yeah.
Take the edge off.
It's rough.
Sorry, Anna.
While he's doing that.
Julie going to give a speech. Marissa's
Julie's up
not
there
having
giving
it.
giving a speech. She's, you know, because she helped organize it or whatever. And she calls Marissa up. Mm-hmm. While she's giving the speech, Summer kisses Seth.
Yep.
And she says, I like Seth Cohen.
Yeah. Oh, God.
He's like,
no.
He's like, what? She's like, nothing. I wasn't talking to you.
But if you tell anyone what you heard here,
I'll kill you. I just relate to her so much.
Yeah. Agree.
Truly. I love her rage blackouts. I love how, like.
Yeah. Just like aggressive.
Aggressive and like mean and.
It's great.
Hostile she is because I am too. I bet she's a Scorpio.
She's like a little fluffy animal that like could then murder you. What's like a cute fluffy animal that then is like. You know?
Mm.
I feel like there are some of those things. Like maybe like Stitch. I don't know.
Like
probably
an
not
otter.
Like that.
Can otters kill you?
So Marissa goes and.
Marissa goes up because Julie calls her up and is like, it's my daughter, Marissa. And Marissa's like, let's hear it from my mom again. And also Caleb Nichol. Mm-hmm. Don't they just make the perfect couple?
Episode name.
they've been keeping their love affair a secret. But tonight, the secret's out.
Mic drop.
And then she just walks away.
Yeah.
Ryan looks proud as fuck.
But also, if Caitlin would have picked that fucking name faster, she wouldn't have had the speech.
It's all Shailene's fault.
It is her fault.
I mean, you know.
The winner is Sandy and Kirsten Cohen.
And Kirsten's like, great.
Terrific.
Julie comes and finds Marissa and is like, what the fuck was that about? Well, she says, what the hell, but, you know. And Marissa's like, you lied to me. About what? Marissa's being a little bit irrational to me.
Wait, she's saying that Julie
Yeah, she lied literally to her? Says, you lied to me. Because I wrote.
You lied to yourself.
I wrote, Marissa's being irrational. What did Julie lie to her about?
Nothing. About being a family again or something?
I guess.
But that's all shit that Marissa made up in her mind.
Marissa made it because she's delusional, dude. Yeah. Like, it's. Yeah. Marissa's being incredibly irrational.
Because she's like, oh, my parents aren't actively, like, fighting. When earlier, like, in that scene when they're deciding to go to this thing, Jimmy's like, no one has fewer nice things to say about your mother than me. And I was like, yes, Jimmy. Like, in what world is that person who's saying that also like, actually, we're going to get right back together immediately.
Yeah. It's dumb.
You're real dumb, Marissa.
He's so stupid.
You're so dumb.
Anna finds Seth.
She fills him in on
She fills
drama.
Him in on all the stuff. And while she's telling him, he looks up and Summer looks down at him and just does the finger across the throat. She's going to fucking kill him.
Yeah. Sandy shows up.
Yes. Kirsten is yelling at Caleb.
Oh, God.
Because
yeah,
she's
true.
Upset. Because true. She's like, you insinuated all of these things about my marriage.
Yeah.
And you said this. And you did this. And you, this whole time, have been keeping this from me.
Yeah.
So, obviously, she's upset.
Yeah.
She's like, from now on, we have nothing to say to each other.
Yeah. If we're not at work,
we have nothing to say to each other.
Go fuck yourself.
And so, she's leaving. And Sandy walks up. And he's like, I'm here. We're leaving.
But I wore a jacket. Adorable. Yes.
So they're back at the house.
Yes, this exchange.
And Sandy and Kirsten are like, Kirsten's like, yeah.
Yeah, my dad.
It's really fucking funny, actually, because Sandy's like, oh, so in theory,
Julie Cooper could be your new stepmother.
Which we say that phrase a lot on this show.
I know.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I don't want to talk about it. But we won the raffle, by the way.
Yeah.
And then he says something I'm going to maybe use in the future.
What are you doing now?
What are you doing now?
You. Glad to hear it.
Oh, boy. And then they fuck. We don't get to watch it. But
bone down.
They bone down. Marissa's at the pool house with making Ryan. Out They're making out. When did she change?
Yes.
I thought they, like...
Questions that I have.
Because she's wearing the dress, and then now they're in the pool house, and she's wearing, like
a tank,
like,
top,
tank top and
some jeans.
And I'm like, hey, what the fuck? When did you change?
Yeah.
I don't know. Not that important questions, but...
Also, I was like, wait, do they have sex? No, right? Like, this is not the first...
No, it's not. Because, so they're, like, making out and
There's
stuff,
like,
and,
sort of the
and Ryan's like, you should stay the night, or whatever. And she's like, Sandy and Kirsten would be okay with that. And he's like, oh, we haven't had the talk yet. So...
Hey, we can still do that. Pound down.
And she's like, oh, okay. Fine. Like, have you ever spent the night with a girl? And he's like, no, I'm usually climbing out the window or back into the front seat.
Again, I think he's...
Cool.
Like, what was the phrase? Campy performative toughness over actual toughness. I think he's going for campy performative sexual prowess.
So they like, she's like, okay, well, good night. Ugh. And then she just, like, jumps on him. Oh, my God, stop. I hate this.
Ever.
Because she's, like, making out with him, and she literally just says, best date ever. And it's like, ugh. They don't fuck. They don't fuck.
You don't think so?
No. Because
I don't remember. Is that
later,
a big plot point later? I don't remember.
It is, because later, like, spoiler, it's, who cares? on Valentine's Day, when they've, like, broken up because of Oliver, she like comes to the pool house and she like jumps him and she's like, we've waited a long time to you know.
That's fair.
So I don't think they fucked. I don't know when they do because I can't remember, but I know that they haven't at least at that point.
Right. Yeah, it's been a while. I feel like I've rewatched the beginning of this and then I've rewatched like my favorite chunks.
Right, yeah. I don't think they
Yeah.
I don't know when they actually do.
That's fine. I was just curious.
But yeah,
I know Summer was
tonight.
Like very pro her getting on with Ryan. She was like, well, Luke already took care of that like awkward, awful part. Like
right,
the
yeah.
hard, painful part.
That, I mean, she's like, yeah, just have
just
sex
do it.
So I guess we're just made to believe that they don't.
Mm. And I always am like, again, I've been duped two times because I thought The Heights was about the Ferris wheel. I mean, it is.
It
like,
is.
Double meaning. But then I was like, the perfect couple, like, you know, Ryan and Marissa, not.
Mm-mm.
But it's like blatantly like, aren't they just the
perfect
couple?
Well, tonight, the secret's out. Fun Newport Beach Babes fact. This was the first episode I ever watched.
Oh, yeah. You did say that.
I did. I watched this live on Fox.
Big drama.
And I think I had read about it in Entertainment Weekly or like some of my friends were watching it or something. And I was just like, oh, fine, I'll watch it. And then it became like
cast of the newest
one of my favorite shows of all time.
Yeah. Nice.
So, yeah, this was like, I think a couple episodes before Thanksgiving maybe or something like that. And I just vividly remember sitting on the floor in my child, like in my bedroom.
Maybe it was Sweeps.
In Henderson, Nevada. And I was watching, this is the first episode I ever watched. And I was like, this is the show for me.
It is the show for you.
Yeah, it is.
There's
15 years later, Jesus Christ. Cool. Did you like this episode, Miranda?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't know why I said it like that.
She looked at me like with her scrunched nose a little bit. Yeah. She's like, yeah. I like this
I
episode
do.
A lot.
I think
it's fun. It's like a classic OC episode.
Mm-hmm. I think the hesitation is that like, fuck Rachel.
Rachel's awful.
And like, fuck Caleb. Like,
Rachel
I hate things that
awful.
Happen in the episode, but I like
the episode.
Episode
is, yeah, yeah, I feel, yeah, yeah. I understand that. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I think it's better than the last two that we've talked about because it feels like more progressing of the plot rather than setting stuff up. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah. The ocean is like so vast.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.